Do you think there's sort of a future for fulvestrant in terms of being integrated into earlier therapy, neoadjuvant or adjuvant therapy?
I think there is a possibility. Now, in the Southwest Oncology Group, we're doing a trial with anastrozole followed by fulvestrant at progression versus the combination of anastrozole and fulvestrant. And if the combination is better, then there would be a rationale to introduce it into the adjuvant setting. And I think the one lesson we've learned from aromatase inhibitors is that not all hormonal treatments are the same. I think before the aromatase inhibitors, the thought was, well, the hormonal agents are all pretty similar in terms of efficacy. We'll just use them in terms of increasing toxicity. So we'll use the least toxic agent first. But with the aromatase inhibitors, we've seen that it is actually possible to have a better hormonal agent. And I think that's encouraged us to look at novel combinations and perhaps adding other biologic agents, mTOR inhibitors, and so on. So that I think there's been sort of a change in viewpoint that's come about with the aromatase inhibitors.
What do you think that study is going to show? It makes a lot of sense when you think about it, sort of get rid of the ligand and get rid of the receptor.
Well, and actually there are preclinical data to support it in this model of Angelina Brody's that uses kind of aromatase overexpressing breast cancer cells. There is an advantage to this approach. So that I'm optimistic that at least in terms of response rate, time to progression, there will be an advantage for the combination. I doubt there will be a survival advantage, but I think if there's an advantage in terms of response rate or time to progression, that would be sufficient rationale to look at the combination in the adjuvant setting.